Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Mike Jones for a community comment. If you will remember my previous comments from a couple of weeks ago, and don't feel bad if you don't, you might remember I went to Nome, Alaska with my Uncle JP. By the way, it does stand for John Paul Jones. We had a more than glorious trip discovering family tree stuff, and we actually did a little more than that, just to be honest with you, including meeting and hanging out at the Bering Sea Bar and Grill. And what a monster body of water it is. And the wind? Nothing like we see around here. But truly a good place to hang out with the locals. Only thing, most of them were from somewhere else, including Australia, Georgia, and California. They were all there working on various projects from cellular to barges. The locals, now there's another story. Driving around Nome, Alaska, you could immediately tell that they were fishermen. Boats were everywhere, in driveways, on the streets, hanging out of garages, but mostly in the streets. Now, I haven't seen their Chamber of Commerce slogan, but I know ours, or it was, a Victorian Village Fishing Seaport, or something like that. I may have actually thrown in the fishing verbiage. But nonetheless, if you've driven across the Samoa Bridge lately, especially on the weekend, the number of California halibut fishermen is off the charts in Humboldt Bay, as it should be. Or maybe you've driven down Waterfront Drive and seen the boat trailers parked there, almost lining the entire boulevard in search of the king salmon this summer, or even the albacore tuna this year. Oh, and let us not forget the Dungeon of Sport guys trying to capture a few of those tasty crustaceans. Now, if you drive around Eureka, as I do, you will see some of these boats everywhere. That is, but where a neighbor complains, and then they have to move them because of a crazy ordinance that says they can't park their boats on the streets in front of their house. How do I know? We had a boat once, and we had to move it several times, from my house to my son's house and all the above because of a neighbor. Now, once upon a time, we were even waiting to be put on the boat list in the Eureka Marina to get a slip. 3 years later, we got the berth, but no boat now, and it isn't cheap, by the way. And it's very hard to sit back and see some of the boats, you know, still sitting on people's lawns, but then there's the boats, the big ones, sitting on side streets. It makes you wonder sometimes if the ordinance applies to maybe only those that get complaints. If this is truly a fishing seaport, let's show off our boats like they do in Nome, Alaska. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.